一个很特殊的情形。
Before I start my preach, I ask you guys, what is tomorrow? It's a special date. Do you remember? Anyone?
Passover。
Yeah, that's Passover day.
请大家翻开出埃及记第十二章
Yeah, let's open your Bible.
第
Turn
十二节
on.
13节。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 13.
出埃及记第十二章第十三节，这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这血，就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。对不起。
Okay.
对，
So the blood will be a sign for you on the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
第14节，你们要纪念这日，守卫耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。
So verse 14, this is the day you are to commemorate. For the generation to come, you shall celebrate as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance.
这是神的话，感谢神。
So this is God's word. And we thank God for his word.
基督耶稣在十字架上为我们流尽的宝血。
Our Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood for us on the cross.
献上了最完美的祭物。
And give God the perfect sacrifice.
对不起啊，等一下，这个前走。对不起啊，对，成了十架七言的最后一集。
So, for the last 7 words on cross, when Jesus was crucified on the cross, the last word is, it's finished.
那微弱的声音，天上的父神听见了。
So, that helpless words, but our Lord in heaven heard it.
大地为此震动，圣殿里的电子也裂开了。
The earth shake and the curtain in the holy temple split, broken.
天地变得黑暗了。
Heaven become dark.
犹太全地、耶路撒冷也进入了安息日。
The whole of Judea and Jerusalem, it go to rest, go to the Sabbath.
但圣子圣灵的工作从未中断。
But the Holy Spirit of God, Father, and the Holy Spirit, they never stopped, never paused.
救恩的福音，洪流势不可挡。
The great river of salvation will never stop.
是的，就在这个时刻，人类的历史完全被改变了。
Human history totally changed starting from this point.
战争、灾难、 疫情可以影响历史的进程。
War, famine, and plague can change the course of history.
但我们的主才是真正的历史的主人。
But our Lord, He is the real master of history.
从这个时候开始，世上每个人都要面对的十字架上的耶稣，回答一个无可回避的问题：你信耶稣吗？
Ever from this moment, everyone, every single one on this earth have to face and answer the question, do you believe in the Lord?
约翰福音第三章第十六节，我们很熟悉的经文。
John chapter 3, verse 16, that is a verse that everyone of you is familiar with.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
而对于我们这些有幸认识主的，归依主名下的
For everyone that was so fortunate to get to know him and to be his follower,
也责无旁贷的要去实行一个主的重托。
It is our inescapable duty and obligation to follow Lord and to act and to realize his command.
继续完成他在世上仍在进行的工作。
And to carry through the work that he started in this world.
要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做主的见证。
And to be witness at Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the world, to be the witness of Jesus.
让我们一起来读今天的经文，是在《使徒行传》的第一章第一到第八节。
Okay, let's read up. Together for this verse that's in Acts chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第一节。提阿菲罗，我已经做了前书。耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的圣徒，以后被接上生死的日子为止，他受害之后，用许多的凭据，我只向他们显现，讲说神国的事。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所说过的。约翰试用水洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候，耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国时候吗？”耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候，日期不是你们知道的。”但圣灵降落在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚。好吧，一阵子，感谢神的话语，我们做一个祷告，开始我们今天的正道。天上的父神，感谢您，感谢您，通过使徒行传向我们亲自说话，让我明白我们作为基督徒，我们身上所肩负的重任，也知道我们真的是蒙恩的子民。愿我们所说所讲所传到的今天所讲的一切都能够符合你的旨意。这祷告不配奉主基督耶稣的名求，阿门。
Dear Lord, we thank you. Give us a word through the book of Acts. So let us better know you. May thinking, our behavior and our actions can follow you, can honor you. Or in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
在第六节里头，使徒们、门徒们，他们积极的时候问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国，就在这时候吗？”
So when they gather they ask Jesus, Lord, is it the time that you're going to rise the kingdom of Israel?
实际的情形是我们今天在座的各位也都非常渴望神主给我们一个回答，就是我们的教会、我们的恩典堂的复兴是在这个时候吗？
Yeah, the actual situation is that for each one of us here, and we ask the same question. We ask the question, Lord, is this the time now that you will rise up our Grace Church again?
第七节和第八节，耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄守定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。”
In the act, verse 7, Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the time or the dates the Father has set by his own authority.
主的回答非常明确。
So it's very clear, yeah, what Jesus said.
第一，不要浪费时间妄猜神的旨意。
First, don't waste your time to guess what's God's will.
必须等候圣灵。
Have to wait for the Holy Spirit.
我们应该做主的见证。
We will be the witness of our Lord.
今天我们学习这段经文。
Today we learn this verse.
就是重温当年这些门徒们如何等候、预备圣灵的降临。
Yeah, we review, we relive all those apostles, how they wait for the Holy Spirit.
准备一个从来未有的建立教会、扩展教会、广播福音、做主的见证。
And to prepare to establish church, to spread the gospel, and to establish the kingdom of God.
我们从这段经文里头，从四个方面来看，这些门徒们、使徒们，他们如何在这段时间里头准备五旬节圣灵的降临、教会的诞生、教会的扩展和福音的传播。
Yeah, today we're going to learn how after the Pentecost, how they establish the church, how they spread the gospel, and how they set up the kingdom of God.
根据我的理解，是从四个方面：一个是神的国度，第二个信心的更新，第三个是等候顺服，第四个是齐心祷告。
Yeah, by my understanding, through the Holy Spirit, that's my understanding, is that from four aspects, four angles, that is the kingdom of God, renewable faith, waiting in obedience, and united in prayer.
主复活后没有马上升天。
So after Jesus resurrected, he did not go to heaven immediately.
经文里头告诉我们，他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。Yeah,
in the Bible, it tells us that after his suffering, Jesus presented himself to the people, to the apostles. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God.
这段经文清楚地告诉了我们，主 除了向使徒活活的显现，很重要的就是教导神国的事。
Yeah, it's clearly stated that Jesus not only showed in front of the apostles, but also teaches them the God's words.
在马太福音第四章，主基督耶稣刚刚开始出来传道的时候，这里头是第四章23节里头总结了耶稣3年半在地上的工作。
Yeah, in Matthew chapter 4, it tells the story of Jesus' work, the 3.5 years Jesus' work while he was on earth.
他走遍加利利，在会堂里头教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的疾病，就是主的在地上的主要的工作。
Yeah, Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people.
在接下来的第五章到第七章里头，在马太福音里头，马太用了很大的篇幅告诉了我们如何成为天国的子民。
So in the next few verses in Matthew Chapter 5, verse 1 to 3, Matthew told how Jesus did do, what did Jesus do to spread his gospel.
在他以赛亚的天国八福里头，以赛亚就是说，细心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Yeah, in the Beatitude, Jesus said that whoever the blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is kingdom of heaven.
2个星期前有机会到德国去开会。
2 weeks ago, I had a chance to go to to went to go to Germany to attend a meeting.
除了不懂德语，他对他们的饭也不是太 enjoy 之外，
Except that I didn't understand German and not really enjoying their food.
有一个印象比较深的，就是在德国的城市里头，大部分的地方都有专门的自行车道。
I was impressed. I was quite impressed in cities in Germany, and in most places they have a bicycle track.
对我这个外国人来说，经常不注意的就走到自行车道上去了。
So as a foreigner, sometimes unconsciously I just walk on a bicycle trail.
经常遭到骑自行车的人的讨厌以外，我就不说了，还经常受到有人的批评。就旁边跟着我的人，我就不说谁了。
People pay, the bicyclists, they may be annoyed by me, and also I was kind of,
我想这个例子就是想
yeah,
说，
criticized by someone who is right by me at that moment, whoever it is, whoever she is, you know.
我讲这个例子就是想说，
Yeah, the reason I give this example is because I want to tell you that.
我们到了另外一个国家，必须遵守这个国家的法律、它的传统、它的文化。
Yeah, when we go to a foreign place or foreign country, we have to follow that country's law and observe that country's
而不再是
customs and
我行
traditions,
我素。
not just do whatever I like to do.
今天我们都是信主的，我们都是生活在，应该是生活在主的国度里头。
Today, we are believers. We should live in the kingdom of God.
我们是不是经常提醒，主就是我们的President，
Do
为我们
you
的国王、
do
总统，
you do you frequently remind yourself that Lord Jesus is our King, is our President?
我们的行事为人有没有符合在这个国度里头的宪章、主的要求？
Our behavior, what we do, are we following the law, the grand charter, or the ordinance of this kingdom.
主对我们的要求在马太福音的第五章到七章里头有很好的教导。
Yeah, what God wants us to do is in Matthew chapter 5 to 7.
我们有没有全力的去遵守？我们有没有以荣耀他为我们最大的喜乐？
Are we making an effort to observe those laws and those commands? Are we making our best effort to glorify our King?
天国是什么？神国是什么？
What is heaven? What is the kingdom of God?
四福音书里头，主基督耶稣讲了很多的比喻。
So in the four gospel books in Bible, there are many parables.
我很喜欢关于十个铜铃和油灯的比喻。
I really like the gospel of ten virgins and their names.
这是记录在马太福音第二十五章里头的第一到第十二节里头。
It is in Matthew chapter 25.
大家都是很熟悉的这一段经文。
I believe you're all quite familiar with the story.
那时天国就像好比十个铜铃，拿着灯准备去迎接新郎。
Yeah, the kingdom is like some virgins hold their lamp, they are welcoming their bridegroom.
两组人，五个是点着灯继续的加油。那时候的灯，那个油是很少的，是经常要往里头加油的，不然这个灯就要灭的。
Yeah, we have five virgins. They are smart and five virgins. They are kind of foolish. So, but they each hold a lamp with the oil in it. But this oil is cannot last long. You have to refill it. You need to refill it.
新娘来迟，他们都打的睡着了。
Yeah, as it take quite a while for the bridegroom to arrive, they all become drowsy and fell asleep.
半夜里有人喊着说，新郎来了，我们出去迎接他。
At the middle of night, there's a cry, "Oh, the bridegroom is here! Let's go to welcome him."
那些童女就起来收拾灯。
So those virgins get up and take the lamp and trim their lamp.
五个愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们吧，因为我们的灯要灭了。
Those five foolish virgins said to the other five, "Can you please share some oil with us because our lamp is about to go out?"
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
But those five smart virgins said, "Oh, sorry, I think we the oil is not enough for both you and us. Maybe you can go to those people who sell oil to get more."
就在这个时候，新郎到了。
So those five foolish virgins, yeah, go out to try to buy oil. As they come back, bridegroom is already here. He's there already.
宴席开始了，门也关了。
The banquet already started, and the door was closed.
五个没有油的，去买油的，
Those
也
five
到了。
words. Yeah, those five virgins to went by oil is outside of the gate.
说主啊，主啊，给我开门。
And they knocked the door and they cried, "Lord, Lord, please open the door for us."
主回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
But the Lord replied to them, "Verily, I hear you. I don't know you.
这个比喻深刻的提醒我们。
This parable told about a deep story.
神国的子民必须经常保持警醒，常常加油，时时发光。
As a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, have to keep alert. Yeah, keep alert, refuel, and shine continuously.
耶稣说：“我们要遵循天父的旨意，在世上做盐发光。
Jesus said, we need to follow God's will and we need to shine in this world, to be light and salt in this world.
”愿我们能够让这个灯持续的发光。
May our light will shine continuously.
要有基督的香气。
And with the sweet fragrance of
随
Jesus,
时加油。
and we do need to remember to refill.
弟兄姐妹们，请我们互相提醒，常常加油。
Dear brothers, sisters, please remind each other and support each other. Refuel.
诚恳学习主的话语，预备圣灵的浇灌。
We thank God's word. We prepare ourselves for the refueling from the Holy Spirit.
我们对主都是有信心的，但这种信心有时候是很模糊的。
Yeah, sometimes we feel we have the faith, but most often we also notice that the faith itself is weak.
在马太福音的第八章22节到25节里头，讲到耶稣医治一个瞎子的故事
So in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, 20, verse 22 to 25, it tells a story of a blind man.
在23节里头，耶稣拉着瞎子的手，领他到村外，就吐唾沫在他眼睛上，按手在他身上，问他说："你看见什么了？"
In verse 23, Jesus led the blind man outside, spit on his eyes, put his hand on his on him, and asked him, "What did you see? What do you see?"
他就抬头一看，说："我看见人了，他们好像树木，并且行走。
Then he opened his eyes and replied, "Jesus, I saw man. They are looking like trees walking around."
”随后，耶稣又按手在他眼睛上。
Then Jesus put his hands on his eyes.
瞎子定睛一看，就复原，样样都看得清楚。
Then the blind opened again and looked, and his eyes was opened, and he can see everything clearly.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣从不为神迹而行神迹。
Yeah, from Bible can see Jesus never perform miracles because of miracles itself, just for the miracle's sake. No, he never did that.
这段故事的前后文，就是耶稣是针对门徒们信心模糊不清、似懂非懂的信心而去行的神迹治病的，主要为了教导这些门徒们。
Yeah, Jesus performed this miracle on purpose to show that the disciples their faith is not clear, is weak.
因为
So,
在这个之前，主刚用7个饼喂饱了4000人，但是门徒还在问，还在发愁，接下来有没有饼？
yeah, because just before this miracle, Jesus feed 4,000 people with a few loaves of bread. But the disciples still kind of concerned about where to get bread, where to get food.
所以就是在这个我们刚才读的这段经文，治瞎子的前面的17章18章里头，耶稣看出来了，就说：“你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？”
So Jesus saw their thoughts, and so he asked them, what are you discussing about? Why are you so concerned? Because there's no food, no bread.
你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？你们的心是已完吗？
You are still not, you still cannot see? Are you hard-heartened?
第18节里头说：“你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得了吗？”
You have eyes, cannot see. Have ears, not hear. You cannot remember.
耶稣的教训的性质是非常严厉的，在信心，在神的面前，你不可以有模糊的信心。
Yeah, we can see that Jesus do not want us to have a weak faith.
我们最主的信心经常是受外界的环境的影响，而且这种认识也是非常有限的。
Our faith is often affected by our surroundings, and our faith is often quite limited.
当初的门徒实际上也是有同样的情形。
Those disciples at that time, they had the same problem.
但是见到死而复活的主以后，门徒们的信心完全被更新了，再也没有疑惑，再也没有疑虑了，不像当初答回所问的。
But after the resurrection of Jesus, after they saw the resurrection of Jesus, their faith was totally renewed. They have no doubts anymore. They have no hesitation.
当他们跟主生活3年半里头同住同吃，听他正道。
They stayed with the Master Jesus for 3.5 years. They walked together, ate together, stayed in the same place.
主曾经问过他们说：“你们说我是谁？”
And the Lord once asked them, "What do you say who I am?"
他们说，而且说是有人说，不是是施洗约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知里的一位。
Yeah, some of them say, "Oh, you are John the Baptist revived," or some say, "You are Elijah," and some others say, "You are one of the prophet."
等见到主复活死而复活的主以后，这种信心是完全被改变了。是完全被更新了，再也没有疑虑了。
But after they see the resurrected Jesus, they have no doubt at all. They have no worry at all. It's totally different. They're totally transformed.
甚至这种死而复活的这种信心，是亚伯拉罕赢得了信心之父的美誉。
It's the same faith that the dead will become alive. That Abraham get the title of the father of the belief. Father belief.
现在的使徒，也正是有了这种信心，而真正的信服、顺靠主，因信而信。
Yeah, in this world, the real faith is believing Jesus, is a real belief in Him, in Jesus.
主升天之前说：“你们要等候。”
After Jesus resurrected, and Jesus also told them, "You need to wait."
等候圣灵的降落，等候主的时间。
Yeah, wait for God's time and wait for Holy Spirit to be fall on you.
等候是一件非常不容易的事情。
Sometimes it's really challenging. It's a real challenge to wait.
一起当年 dating 的时候。
Yeah, I remember when I was young. When I date.
那个要 date 的对象还没3秒钟还没有出现，按那个时间的话，就是3秒比3年还长。
Yeah, if my date is 3 seconds late, I think, oh, why is she not still not here? Like 3 years.
So 等候是一种考验，甚至是有点折磨人的。
So waiting is, yeah, it's a challenge. Sometimes even ordeal.
尤其是在等候一件特别期待的事情的时候，对人的信心是一个非常大的考验。
Particularly if when you are waiting for something that you are longing for it.
在耶稣雅记里头，大家很熟悉的第6章第3到第4节里头。
In the book of Joshua, yeah, chapter 6, verse 3, 4.
耶稣从摩西手里接班以后，要带领以色列人攻取耶利哥城。
When Joshua took the leadership role from Moses to take the Israelites to go to the promised land, they have to attack the Jericho.
要打开通往应许之地的大门。
Because that is the gate to the promised land.
耶利哥城是在一个相对地势比较高的，有非常强大、坚固、高高筑立的城墙。
Jericho was built on high rise and it's with thick walls and a very good defense.
神的要求是。
So God, what God asks them to do?
你们的一切兵丁要围绕这墙，一日围绕一次，6日都要这样行。
So your soldiers shall surround the city and walk around the city every once per day, and you shall do this for 6 days.
7个祭司要拿7个羊角走在耶柜前。
And the 7 priests shall hold 7 ram horns to walk in front of procession.
到第7日，你们要绕城7次，祭司也要吹角。
On the 7th day, you should walk around the city for 7 times, and the priest shall blow the horns.
想象一下。
Just imagine.
1天过去了，2天过去了，到第3天、第4天。
Yeah, just imagine 1 day passed, 2 days passed, 3 days, 4 days, nothing happened.
这时候，以色列的众百姓，耶稣呀，是什么心情？
So, what, how did they feel? I mean, how the Israelites would feel and how Joshua failed.
肯定会再问神啊，你到底要我们做什么？
Most likely that's, oh Lord, what are you trying to do? What do you want us to do?
但唯一能做的就是顺服神的旨意。
Yeah, but the Lord's intention was obvious enough to us. He wants them to obey His will.
在盼望中行动。
And to act in hope.
在行动中等候。
And wait in action.
直到胜利的那一刻，神的旨意成就的那一刻。
Until that moment, God brings the success to you.
过去的几年里，
in the past few years,
我们恩典堂的弟兄姐妹们相互鼓励支持。
Our brothers and sisters here in our church we encourage each other, support each other.
我们在神家在积极的侍奉当中，我们等候，我们忍耐，我们盼望。
In God's house, in through serving, through active serving, we wait, we encourage, and we look, we hope.
今天我们在这里啊，这个时候，让我们都想的，神一直都带领我们走到今天这个地方，他会继续带领我们的。
Today we sit here, we know that God lead us here, and we know that God will continue to lead us.
是的，是要等候的，是要顺服的。
Yes, we wait, and we obey, and we follow.
要知道，我们天上的父神就一直在等候我们。
Our God in heaven, they are always, he is always waiting for us.
从始祖亚当在伊甸园里头犯罪的起初，
From the very moment our forefather, the very first forefather Adam in Garden of Eden,
父就在等我们回归到天家，回到他的怀抱里头。
God always waited, has been waiting for us to return back to his home for us.
耶和华呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”父的心。
Yeah, Jehovah asked, and where are you? Where are you? We can say that our God is waiting for us.
以色起来，往他父亲那里去。
So, Esau?
以色起来，往他父亲。
Oh, yes. Oh, that. Okay. Yeah, so that child who went out, squandered his wealth, now he goes back to his house. And he was so, actually, he was so reluctant, hesitating, scared. But he said his father, get up. Yeah, then he tried to go back to his father.
相离还远，他父亲看见，就动了慈心。
Yeah, while he was still far away, his father saw him, and his father was filled with compassion for him.
天天盼望的孩子回归的年迈的父亲，跑着抱着他的颈项，年年与他亲嘴。
What he didn't know is that his father was waiting for him day after day. So when he saw him, he was so happy. He threw his arm around him and kissed him.
可怜天下父母心，是我们中国的事。
Yeah, so parents, they have this compassion for their children, and it's always the case.
如今，如果我们在这里有未信的朋友坐在我们当中，你要知道，天上的父神在等待你，在等待我们，等我们回去。
Our God the Father, they are the same. They also waiting for us. They have compassion for each one of us, and they want us to return back to Him.
等候我们回到从创世以前就为我们准备好的丰丰富富。
Yeah, He want with us back to His house of abundance, ever since the very beginning of the creation of the world.
我们在等候神，我们的父更在等候。
We are waiting for our Father. Our God Father is waiting for us.
第四点要谈的是同心合一、恒切的祷告。
Now the first point, we need to pray with a united heart.
主升天了以后，
After Lord God's ascendance to heaven.
使徒行传里头，这我们刚才读的经文，这些门徒们就回到了耶路撒冷。 就进了马可的家里。
So the disciples they went back to Jerusalem, went into the house of Mark.
这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恳切祷告。
So those people sitting in Mark's house, along with a few women, including Jesus' mom Maria, they pray earnestly.
很难想象，
Cannot imagine.
一个称主为您的弟兄姐妹，如果不读经，不经常祷告。
I cannot imagine how a person who claimed to be a Jesus follower do not read the Bible, do not pray.
耶稣的弟兄雅各告诉我们，这种信心是没有行为就是死的。
Jesus' brother James told us that such a faith is not life. Faith without works is dead.
复活的耶稣不单改变了门徒的信心，对主的认识。
The resurrected Jesus not only changed all his disciples, totally changed all his disciples with his resurrection,
也改变了他们的行事为人。
but he also changed their behavior, changed their
门徒们再不是40天以前的门徒了。
Those disciples are no longer the same disciples 40 years ago, 40 days ago.
他们不再争论以后谁伟大。
They don't argue anymore who will be number one.
也再也不是心灰意冷。
Or they will not be disheartened anymore.
树倒猢狲散，猪走了，大家都打一，该干什么干什么去了。
Not scattered about after Jesus was crucified.
他们同心合意，恳切的祷告。
They are united in prayer and pray earnestly.
这是多么美丽的情景！
Isn't that beautiful?
弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们每个人身单力薄，声音微弱。
we each of us by ourselves, we are weak and we are unknown.
但如果我们能够同心合意的祷告，
But if we can unite in prayer,
祷告出来发出的声音，
so the sound from that prayer will be
气壮山河的声音，远不亚于贝多芬的第九交响曲。
Will be shaking the world and will be shaking mountains. It even you may even surpass that of Beethoven's music.
所以雅各告诉我们，所以你们要彼此的认罪，互相的代求，使你们可以得到医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
So, Jacob says that therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Yeah, that's from James. Yeah.
在教会的这个关键的时刻，
What is this critical moment of the church?
让我们大家都一块来祷告，
Let us pray together.
寻求神的旨意，
And to seek his
寻求神
will.
的恩典，
And to get his, to receive his grace.
在这里头跟以神相遇，
And through prayer we met him.
祷告是教会的温度计。
Praying is like a semester of a church.
恩典堂是一个同心合意的教会，是一个恒切祷告的教会， 是一个切切寻求神旨意的教会。
May our church is a church of one, is a one church, is a church of prayer, and is a church of seeking God's will.
这个是多少年来我在饭桌上的一幅图画，在我脑子里头。
This is a very beautiful picture. That
如果
we,
全世界每个家庭，
if every family in the world,
能够在饭桌上和孩子们花几分钟切切的祷告，感恩我们的神，感恩我们的主。
if we can pray, I mean, before on the dinner table with our children, with family members. To give our thanks to the Lord and to pray to our Lord.
让主来触摸我们每一天躁动的心。
Let God to touch us and to comfort us for our disturbed heart.
让圣灵来亲自鉴察我们，
Let the Holy Spirit to
带领我们。
Let the Holy Spirit to be with us and to lead us.
神不，岂不是讨神的喜悦吗？
Isn't that pleasing to God?
我们今天主日学里头刚用的这段的经文，
So the Bible verse we learned today in the Sunday school.
你寻求我，你就能医治我。
When you seek me, you will meet me.
好，今天感谢小林的愉快的合作。我们今天就讲了，从这个这段经文里头，我们分享的四点，就是我们要切切的寻求神的旨意，在神的国度里头，我们要凭着主基督耶稣的宝血，他的复活更新我们的信心，一心一意的跟随他，在这个奔走天路的过程当中，在这个教会复兴，在我们的每天的生活当中，我们等候。我们顺服，我们齐心的祷告。好，那我们一起来做一个祷告。
Okay, let's pray together.
天上的父神，
Dear God Father,
愿你的旨意
May your will
行在地上，
prevail in this earth,
如形同在天上。
as it is in heaven.
愿你的荣耀遍布全地。
May your glory spread out the whole world.
谢谢您赐下圣经，
Thank you for your words through the Bible.
教导我们更好的明白，
Teach us to better know,
明白如何成为您喜悦的神国子民。
how to become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven that is pleasing to you.
在所有经历中，信心一主，基督耶稣。
And through all our experience, we meet you, our Lord Jesus Christ.
凡事顺服，
Be obedient in everything.
凡事耐心盼望，
And be patient in waiting and hope,
因为主是信实的。
because you are trustworthy.
愿您祝福恩典堂的弟兄姐妹们。
May you bless every one of us in the Grace Church.
愿我们更加热切的祷告。
May we pray earnestly.
在祷告中与您相遇。
And we meet you in our prayer.
感谢神。
Thank you, Lord.
这祷告不配，用基督耶稣的名求。
All in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢大家。